Welcome to As It Was, Tales from the Mythical State of Jefferson. A U.S. Forest Service lookout, J.S. McClemens, was on a hand-crank telephone call one August afternoon in 1920 when lightning struck atop Mount Etty in Northern California. Mount Etty, at 9,025 feet, is the tallest mountain west of Interstate 5, directly across the valley from Mount Shasta. The lightning knocked out McClemens, bore a four-foot hole into the old lookout house, tore into splinters a corner of the nearby lookout station, and blasted out windows in both buildings. McClemens recovered quickly, extinguished the fire, and hiked 12 miles to the safety of Sisson, known today as Mount Shasta City. A month later, wind blew down the lookout door and shattered windows, forcing the station keeper to seek cover from snow and rain under a table for 4 hours. The Forest Service dug a tunnel as a place of refuge 2 years later. In 1923, high winds again nearly destroyed the lookout house. A district office report said the station keeper, his son, and a dog escaped injury, but added drolly, "Cat last seen midair over Edgewood," a community on the valley floor. All that remains today of the Mount Etty lookout station and house is scattered, rotting debris. Today's episode of As It was written by Kernan Turner and produced by Raymond Scully. I'm Shirley Patton. As It Was is a co-production of JPR and the Southern Oregon Historical Society. To share stories or to learn more about the series, visit asitwas.org.